Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's Monday, the 21st day of November 2005. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Hard to believe there's only a month and 10 days left, or even less, in 2005. It seems like it was just yesterday that we were starting 2005. It took me about 6 months to get accustomed to writing 2005 on my checks. And by the time I've gotten accustomed to that, it's about to be 2006. So the years are just spilling past us. Speaking of the years moving by quicker and quicker, as you get older, it's going to be the 43rd anniversary, 43 years since Kennedy was killed in downtown Dallas, Texas, in Dealey Plaza. And we've got a guest joining us coming up in the second hour, Dr. Fetzer from Assassination Science, to discuss this with us, because tomorrow will be the anniversary of the military coup d'etat by the forces of world government, by the New World Order crowd. So that's coming up in the second hour today. We're going to have wide open phones throughout the broadcast. I do have a special guest coming up in about 30 minutes from the border to give us an update on the latest military attack, the latest military incursion. In fact, you need to go to Infowars.com, because as we speak, it's being updated, and we've added our own headline to this, Mexican Army Attacks. This is WorldNet Daily's headline. It was also in several Texas papers over the weekend, and it took days for it to even get into the news, because the mainstream media has basically got the orders to keep quiet about this. Armed standoff on Rio Grande, uniformed Mexicans with guns, bulldozers seize drug bus truck from Border Patrol. The U.S. Border Patrol, miles from the border on a major highway, Interstate 10, pulled over a dump truck full of marijuana, completely packed with tons of marijuana, millions of dollars worth of marijuana. And guess who came over the border a few minutes later? While the police were busy unloading the marijuana, Mexican troops, and they walked up with their machine guns and they said, "You give us that marijuana right now or you're dead." And they pulled up with their own bulldozer and they drug that truck right over, right across the border. You obviously can't pull a bulldozer through the middle of the scrub brush. They just brought over their bulldozer. They had their machine guns. And they said, "Boy, you're on our land. This is Reconquista. You ain't heard the news yet?" Basically what happened, they said, "Yes, sir, you are our master. Please don't kill us like you normally do. We're not allowed to even shoot back." That's right. They lose their jobs if they shoot back. I see it every few weeks. They machine gun their vehicles. They kill cops, sheriffs, deputies, Border Patrol, Forestry Service, FBI. Minor footnote in a local paper. You'll never hear about it on the national news. You'll never see it on TV. You're never going to hear about it. Can you imagine if Al-Qaeda, was actually running around killing people? 3 months ago, we wrote an article saying 600-plus, according to the mainstream papers here in Texas, have been killed on the Texas and Mexico side of Texas, just in one sector, the Texas sector. Well, we've got the new numbers. It's over 800. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about Iraq-level deaths here. I mean, we're talking full-bore war zone. Kidnappings, truck bombings, murders. Average cop on the street doesn't even know. He's just afraid of you because you got an NRA sticker on your car. Because the news told him to worry about people that are for freedom. Mexican troops, I love them. They're here to help me. So we'll get into this and a lot more. I got a guest coming up concerning this. So much to talk about. Cheney is vice president for torture. I mentioned this Friday, but I want to talk more about it today. Just a ton of news. Stay with us.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest-growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, in a major poll conducted by LePew Research, 50% of Americans think torture is a great thing and think torture works. But 50% of Americans plus cannot find major countries on the globe. 50% of Americans don't spend time with their children. 50% of Americans are soulless creatures of base appetite or who are totally unhappy and who our founding fathers would turn from in complete and total shame. And you know what? Just because 50% of people eat cockroaches, you know, if 50% of people did eat cockroaches, doesn't mean we all have to run out and do it. I use the example of the Aztecs. 100% of them thought it was great to give their children over, to have their hearts cut out, and then to be eaten by the priesthood. The person who would win, the captain of the team who won in the ball-playing courts, played every week in the major capital cities of the Mayans and the Toltecs and the Aztecs, they would, quote, get sacrificed. They would play so hard as for the honor of being given a liquor hallucinogenic enema and then hallucinating while they were gobbled and eaten alive. I call that an evil culture. Over 50% of the Nazis thought it was great to kill people and enslave people and engage in mass murder, but that doesn't mean it was okay or good. I call that an evil culture. And yes, folks, by any yardstick, there is a very evil group of people in this country, and I would even call them the majority, but they're a sizable group who are getting more base every day. And that is going to be the source or the reservoir of sicko enforcers that the New World Order is going to use. The good news is, on average, they're very stupid. They're very slow. They're very mindless. They're not very motivated. And basically, it's going to be like a war with a bunch of drooling zombies. They don't move very quick, folks, mentally or physically. They're a bunch of trash, so don't be intimidated by them. And know this, we are waking up out of the other groups that are out there, waking up a greater and greater portion all the time. It was, what, around 40,000 people that fought in the Revolutionary War over the 7-8 years against the British? And only about 6,000 died in that entire war against the British. And at any one time, we were fighting odds of 1-8. We're outnumbered 8 times. So, really, it is an illusion. It is a transitory illusion. It is a fraud. It is a scam. It is the man behind the curtain acting like he's big, bad, and powerful. Now, we have a window to defeat these people, and they know that. Once their cashless society tracking taxation grid is in, once the Air Force is over half robotic, which it'll be in just a few years, 2011, when their ground forces are half mechanized and remote control pre-programmed, or what you'd call robotic combat mechanized systems, then things really start to get dangerous for the human species. And we're very close. The elite is very close to having that. Though they're behind in their time schedules at almost every level, and their program is laboring and in a lot of trouble right now. But again, that's a whole treatise I've got to do another day. I keep saying I'm going to really try to break down their master plan, what it'll look like, what it'll happen. And we know what their program is. It's just so important. I can't just basically babble it out here on the air. I need to write it down or write it down and then put it to video. It's very important. But there is good news. I mean, now Stansfield Turner, very respected CIA director for Carter and Reagan, has said that we have crossed the line into dangerous territory. He says that this is shaming America and that it's embarrassing and that torture is no good, the information is no good, the data you gain from it is no good, and it's what the Nazis did. And that he's worried about our soldiers and people that are captured in the future being tortured and foreign governments saying, well, we're allowed to torture. Mr. Turner, don't worry. That was Americans of the past would grasp that hypocrisy and that irony. Not the Americans of today, the type that will buy. They'll Saddam, we got rape rooms and tortures. And, well, he was our boy. Well, that's all right, but it's bad now that he was doing it. Well, now we're doing it. Well, good. But you just said it was bad. Shut up. I mean, that's really the attitude. But actually, this government's going after your guns. This government's getting rid of your borders. This government's taking your jobs. This government openly says in handbooks they want to dumb your children down and take their financial future. Shut up. You know what? You don't like it. You need to leave. Literally. But I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to warn you. But see, they played a mental trick to themselves because deep down, the brain's very powerful. Deep down, they know the truth. Everybody knows it deep down, and either they rationalize and make excuses, or they grovel to it. A lot of people are afraid of this evil, so they decide to join it. Well, if I just join it, I'll be all right. Yeah, you're in the worst spot all. And then there's those of us that know the truth, but are still afraid to fight it and just try to stay neutral. And then you've got the individuals that know the truth but are just afraid and kind of passively fight the New World Order. Then you've got the people that are actually on the front lines fighting it. And you only live once. I mean, I use that Braveheart line, but it's true. Many years from now, lying in your bed, what would you do once, just once, come back here and tell our enemies you can take our lives, but you'll never take our freedom? I mean, why do you think we have all of these possessions? Why do you think we have all this land? Why do you think we have all this freedom that's left? Why are we the apple of the eye when we don't even have that many resources compared to Russia or Africa or other areas of the world? China's got more resources. Look at the numbers. Why do we have so much? Half the world's wealth, 4% of the population, because for all our foibles and all our warts and all our problems, we were still the freest and the best and the smartest and the most educated and the most dynamic and the most ready to die. I mean, you really read history. The Japanese like to talk about it, and it's true how they'll go sacrifice themselves and they'll go fight and they've got courage, and it's true, it's cultural. But you look at Americans, I mean, just time and time again, not just going up against overwhelming odds, 8-1, 10-1, but actually winning, where everybody gets killed, but then out of that comes an even greater victory. What have we turned into, these drooling, moronic, soft creatures? And I'm one of them. I'm not up here saying I'm hard. But I tell you, compared to a lot of people, I'm really hard. And I'm really informed. And that scares me, because I don't hold a candle to people like Thomas Jefferson. And people like George Washington. And people like John Hancock. And Samuel Adams. And Patrick Henry. I mean, who are our heroes? Look, I'm not saying Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods or some bicyclist, some cyclist who doesn't deserve to have some admiration for physical prowess and dedication, but all the psychological studies, history shows, everything shows, moral courage. Courage in the face of actual death and courage in the face of everyone being against you and being the first to stand up and say no to slavery. You try saying you're against slavery in 1800 when 90-something percent of people were for it. But just 40, 50 years later, over 60% were against it. You see, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared. But in time, when his cause succeeds, let him and join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. My hero is that single mother. I'm not saying it's heroic that she got pregnant when she was 14. This is a hypothetical story, folks. But my hero is, she's 25 years old now. She's raised those children. She's worked 3 jobs. She's kept them out of trouble. They're doing well in school. She read to them every night. She talked to them. She explained to them about how the world worked and how people wanted to enslave them, and how people wanted to bring them down and, you know, always be a good boy. Don't ever play with guns, to use the Johnny Cashian line. That's a hero, a firefighter who goes into that burning house. They do it all the time to save some child and gets burns all over him or dies in there. That's a real hero. Somebody who, I think 75 years ago, when they were building those big skyscrapers, those men every day going up there without guide wires, without safety lines, just walking out there, people dying every day to build these big buildings, the people out on those big dams, building those big dams, the people that circumnavigated the globe, people like Magellan. I mean, these were men. These were women. These were people who were, for all their problems, were incredible individuals. Were daring, just bubbling with courage and foresight and intelligence and dynamic drive. Our heroes 100 years ago, just 75 years ago, were inventors. They were rock stars. People couldn't get enough of them. People couldn't quit reading about them. And that's why we literally had over 80% of the world's inventions until just a few years ago. Now we're pathetic. No, now it's somebody can put a little ball in a hoop and somebody can ride a little bicycle around in a little yellow outfit. And our children see that. I mean, our heroes were Davy Crockett, who after a long life being in Congress and being, you know, the heads of state houses and owning land and everything, you can knock him, they could demonize him all day. Still, he died for what he believed in. They knew there were 4,000 troops coming over that hill and there were only 180-something of them. They knew those walls were only about 6-7 feet tall. They knew they were going to die. They said that. They wrote letters. They just said, you know what? I'm not backing off. That's how we got here. That's who we are. We're not backing off. And I'm not backing off. I am honored to be where I am. I am honored the fact the New World Order someday may kill me. I'm not worried about it. They don't have my soul. They don't control what drives me. They don't control my desires. They don't push me around like a little sailboat, little paper toy sailboat in a pond. I control my destiny. God controls my destiny. I will always stand up against the New World Order. There's nothing they got on us. We got the power. We got the will. We got the Spirit of God in us. And we're coming, New World Order. We're coming. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. You are that standard. Lift up. Stand up. Be part of history. Take your destiny.
If you think your engine is safe by having the oil changed every 3,000 miles, think again. Every time you start your car, your engine creates friction between the moving parts. These moving parts wear against each other, and the result is small metal particles circulating through your oil, causing premature wear and damage to your engine. Oil filters do a good job of trapping the large metal particles, but they will not trap the most harmful tiny particles. These tiny particles circulate constantly through your oil, and over time, your engine begins to show signs of wear. This is why you need the Filter Mag. The Filter Mag is a powerful magnet that holds itself to the outside of your oil filter, trapping the tiny metal particles to the inside wall of the filter, extending the life of your oil and ultimately extending the life of your engine. The reusable Filter Mag is maintenance-free, installs in 2 seconds, and lasts forever. So what are you waiting for? Go to filtermag.com. That's filtermag.com. Or call 800-345-8376. That's 800-345-8376.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Government is best which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
I never voted for a war criminal. Have you?
Real conservatives hate Bush.
Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626.
If only our president would listen to his God.
Perhaps Jenna Bush.
Osama bin Forgotten.
Go to LibertyStickers.com and express your freedom of speech today.
Mug them. Tex and Wanda Mars' daughter died last week, and then they're having the funeral today here in Austin. And Jack Brownrigg died yesterday. Jack Brownrigg with Genesis Communications Radio Network and Midas Resources. Midas Resources for over 10 years. Jack, who you've heard on the show many times over the years, he died after a four-year battle of cancer. That guy was tough. And I'd go up to I was just up at Genesis a few months ago, I guess 6 months ago or so, and he'd already had, like, I don't know, 3 surgeries for cancer, a lung taken out, a bunch of other. He just kept beating cancer and it'd pop up somewhere else. And Jack Brownwood died yesterday, so our prayers go out to the family there. And, of course, we're sure he's gone home to be with the Lord. I know Jack was a devout Christian, a good guy. But it is sad. But you know what? He led a full life, has a lot of kids, a lot of grandkids, very happy person. Just stiff upper lip and big smile, Cheshire cat smile on his face until the end, I'm told. And he died yesterday at about 5:30 in the morning, Sunday, on a Sunday morning. So remember that. Life is going to be gone before you know it. It seems like 5 minutes ago I was 10 years old. Now I'm in my 30s and got a wife and children and fighting the New World Order. I mean, life is just, it's gone so fast. And really, all we are is what we leave behind. And that doesn't mean that. I hate that bumper sticker. It says, the man with the most toys when he dies wins. That is ridiculous. With the most junk. Possessions really are a hassle. Having to change the oil and fiddle with my tires and having to get the roof done on the house and fiddling with clothes and going to the... It really is a hassle. I guess all it brings is some security, and that's a good thing. But my only point is that there are things that matter a lot more in this world. And I'm not saying money itself is a bad thing, but the love of it is the root of all evil. When you'll sell out your grandma for the stick of bubble gum, as my grandfather used to say, he'd kill an old lady for a stick of bubble gum or for the change in her pocket, talking about some criminal he'd see on TV or read about in the newspaper. And there really are those types who are so self-centered, so focused on themselves, they could care less about anybody around them. And those are the type of individuals we're fighting. But the good news is there's still decent people out there, and more of them. I mean, how many prominent individuals, former top briefers for Reagan and Bush Sr. and members of Congress and number two at Treasury and editors for the Wall Street Journal, just so many prominent people that have come on this radio show, Morgan Reynolds, the chief economist. How many of them come on this show and just say it's disgraceful, we're going into martial law, it's the end of America, total tyranny, we've got to do something. I mean, I had the head of the Border Patrol on, the head of the Border Patrol Union. He said, it's all a world government takeover. We've been told we're to give up America into the Pan-American Union. That's why we're not told to fire back as they kill us. And now it's happened again. Mexican troops just walk right up miles into U.S. territory onto Highway 10, aim machine guns at the police, and say, give us the drugs, and the police have to kneel before them. But at least Stansfield Turner and others now going public. Cheney is vice president for torture. A former CIA director has exclusively told ITV News that torture is condoned and even approved by the Bush government. Well, yeah, the devastating accusations, they're not accusations. We have the White House memos telling the generals to order the troops to torture to death. I mean, the devastating accusations have been made by Admiral Stansfield Turner, who labeled Dick Cheney a vice president for torture. He said, we have crossed the line into dangerous territory. The American Senate says torture should be banned, whatever the justification, but President Bush has threatened to veto their ruling. The former spymaster claims President Bush is not telling the truth when he says that torture is not a method used by U.S. forces. Well, of course he's lying. Speaking of Bush's claims that the U.S. does not torture, Admiral Turner, who ran the CIA from 77 to 81, said, I do not believe him. Well, we have the orders to the troops to torture. That's the thing. They order them to torture. And they said, we just no longer call it torture, even if you kill them, which is not torture. It's pressure. That's like if I shoot you 5 times in the head and I say, well, I didn't shoot him in the head, officer. I call that loving. I call that sweeting. I call that kissing. I call that freeing him. I freed him. But again, it's just psychopathic word games. It's like Charlie Manson. We didn't kill that lady. We loved her. We gave her love. I mean, you just punch somebody in the nose that talks like that. It's just gibbering psycho talk. On Dick Cheney, he said, I'm embarrassed the United States as a vice president for torture. He condones torture. What else is he? And he went on to say it's going to get our troops tortured and killed. And he just said we're turning into a police state. You know what? I agree with him. I mean, just a duck is a duck. It walks like a duck, quacks like a duck. It's in the water. It's a duck.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed iodized water, or EO, from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. Used topically to treat acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throat, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed iodizing water solution products for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Hear the interview with GCN's Dr. Deagle at NutriMedical.com, and for more information, visit RPA-Biotech.com or call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, the Dallas Morning News reported 3 months ago that 600 plus people have been killed on the Texas and Mexico side. Just in the Texas sector alone, we have had car bombs go off in Dallas. We've had the U.S. mission shut down in Nuevo Laredo a few months ago because of RPG attacks and explosions around the building. We've had the Mexican army has had to be called in with federal police to arrest large portions of the Nuevo Laredo police force themselves. Around, we've had sheriff's deputies killed. We've had informants killed. We've had Forest Service people killed, Border Patrol killed. I've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on talking about this. They're told not to shoot back. It's kept quiet. They're told to shut up about it. And from New Mexico to Arizona to Texas, this has been happening, and we've been covering it. Can you imagine if Al-Qaeda was running around shooting and killing and bombing and kidnapping American citizens and dragging them across and holding them at gunpoint? I mean, this should be a national story. Now, this latest one, the police, the Border Patrol pulled over this truckload of marijuana, and then the person jumped the road and drove towards the border, and then what looks like Mexican troops came across right there at the border itself and then drug it back over across in an armed standoff. This shouldn't be happening. Let me just read part of this article, then we're going to go to our guest, who I really appreciate coming on on short notice. And he's the county sheriff's chief deputy in Hudspeth County, if I'm pronouncing that right. Armed standoff on Rio Grande. This is from WorldNet Daily. It's up on Infowars.com right now. Uniformed Mexicans with guns, bulldozer, seize drug bus truck from Border Patrol. It says U.S. Border Patrol agents were backed down this week by armed men dressed in what appeared to be Mexican military uniforms and carrying military weapons who seized a captured dump truck filled with marijuana from U.S. agents and drug it across the border into Mexico with a bulldozer. That's what they say. The border incident occurred Thursday evening when border agents attempted to pull over a dump truck on Interstate 10 in Hudspeth County, Texas. The driver fled from the agents, exiting the freeway and driving towards the Rio Grande, which runs within 2 miles of interstate in the portion of West Texas. The driver abandoned the truck after it became stuck in the riverbed, escaped into Mexico. But before the police, the authorities, were able to unload all the marijuana, guess who showed up? According to Hudspeth County Sheriff's Deputy Mike Doyle, we have on, the dump truck driver returned with armed men, some of whom drove official-looking vehicles and overhead lights. Some of those armed, Doyle told the El Paso Times, appeared to be Mexican soldiers in uniform with military weapons. It's a very serious incident, Doyle said. We are very fortunate no one got hurt. Everyone has the presence of mind not to cause an international incident or start shooting. Well, the Americans do, not the Mexicans. And it just goes on. Folks, it is bedlam. It is bedlam. And we need Rick Perry to declare an emergency. I mean, he'll declare an emergency if a chicken gets run over in the middle of the highway to prance around and act like our savior. He needs to declare an emergency on the border. He needs to put the state guard there. He needs to put the national guard there. We need to have state funding. I mean, just some type of small amount of funding compared to everything else they spend to put armored vehicles down there so these agents and these police are safe. And we need to give the orders. I mean, they need to shoot back when they get shot at. I know that, but they weren't shot up this time. Thank God. Chief Deputy Mike Doyle, thank you for joining us, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, sir. Tell us about your county, exactly where it's located, and what specifically happened last week, and then try to give us an overview of what's going on there on a routine basis, please.
Well, Hudspeth County sits just east of El Paso, and we're pretty much a remote mountain desert area, and we've got quite an extensive stretch of Mexico border that we share. This county covers approximately 5,000 square miles, and we've got a limited number of resources and manpower to cover it with. And in all fairness to some of what you just said, the governor has made available some finances for the sheriffs with the Border Coalition of Counties. And,
but it was only a few million dollars.
Well, that's true, but at this point in time, every little bit helps.
No, I'm talking about billions of dollars. Sir, they spend $40 million for a pedestrian walk bridge here in Austin.
Well, I'm not in Austin, so I'll reserve comment.
Okay.
But, no, we are very short on funds and very short on manpower. And, you know, anything we get is appreciated. However, you're correct. It is just a drop in the bucket. There's much more needed, and what we're looking forward to in the near future is hopefully some federal funds coming down that will allow us to actually hire more people and buy more equipment. And but that's going to need to be more than a one-time shot. It needs to be an ongoing process. Otherwise, in a year or two, we're right back where we started.
Now, places like Nuevo Laredo, that's the real hot spot in Texas, and there's other places like Cochise County in Arizona that are hot spots as well, where raids of illegal aliens come in and just burn down 12 houses in a single night. I mean, it's getting crazy. I don't know if you've seen things like that in your area. I haven't read a lot of incidents in your area, but I would imagine you've got problems. I know with the drug dealing, I've seen a lot of reports in your area. I mean, to have these armed people coming across and then basically dragging this back over the border.
Well, again, I reiterate, they never actually came onto U.S. soil other than the truck driver himself. The persons that were armed pretty well stopped right in the middle of the river. Of course, that's where the truck was stuck at. And there was bulldozer there in their area that they were able to tie onto the truck and retrieve it, but not before agents were able to recover approximately 1,850 pounds of marijuana.
Well, I'm sure you've heard of the reports of them shooting citizens of the United States, kidnapping people, shooting police. Does that concern you?
Well, of course it does. You know, so far, you know, like most of that has occurred in Texas on the Laredo end of the state. I'm on the opposite end, and I guess it's fortunate that I don't have the population that they have in South Texas. You know, we have our problems out here, but we are also a sparsely populated area. And to date, we've been fortunate that nothing has actually occurred to our citizens in respect to the way it's been happening in Laredo.
Now, obviously, you guys are right there on the borderline in the middle of the riverbed. I guess it's dry this time of year. And, I mean, describe how this happened. It says state troopers and, of course, people from your sheriff's office are there. How many deputies? How many state police? I mean, how did this transpire? Exactly what happened?
Well, Border Patrol had made initial contact with this dump truck as it came up on Interstate 10. Of course, you know, we're talking about a large truck versus a small patrol-type vehicle. And the truck proceeded south back toward the river. Now, when it reached this area that we call Neely's Crossing, it became stuck in the river. Once Border Patrol became aware of the fact that they had armed people approaching from the south side of the river is when they were called us for assistance. We probably had 7 to 8 people from our department in that area. And there was eventually about 7 or 8 highway patrol officers that came in, but it took a while to get these people into the area. And by the time most of us arrived, the situation had already defused itself. The truck had already been pulled into Mexico.
So you guys are there unloading it. The state police and the sheriff's deputies are unloading it. Obviously, you guys then pulled back whenever you saw the armed Mexicans, or what happened?
Well, actually, no. I mean, it was like grab what you can before they jerk the truck out from under you.
So they're there right in front of you,
right,
hooking it up, and you're busy grabbing marijuana off the back.
Right.
Well, that's a story in and of itself. That's crazy. So they just march up with their guns, dressed up in what looked like, you said, they look like Mexican troops?
Well, now they're dressed that way. Now, anybody can put on a uniform, whether it be theirs or ours. You know, now they had on military-style uniforms, and they were carrying military-style assault weapons.
Well, I've got to tell you, I mean, as a teenager, I've been on vacation down in Cancun and rented a car and drove out to see the pyramids, and you'll just see Mexican troops standing in the backs of Jeeps with heavy machine guns guarding marijuana fields.
Well, I have heard that myself, although I have never actually seen it myself. So
I've seen it. So I don't think it's a stretch to, I mean, everybody knows that a lot of the Mexican government deals drugs. They just had that big federal raid in Nuevo Laredo I mentioned earlier, where they had to arrest a bunch of the police because they were doing it.
Right. Well, like I said, I have heard reports of that, but I've never actually seen it, and I do not know proof positive who these people were, but I do know what they look like. So,
can you specifically describe it for us, Chief Deputy Mike Doyle? Were you there? I mean, you told the press you were there, or you told the press you saw the military troops. Were you there at the dump truck site or somewhere else?
No, I was en route to that location. I did have a couple of my officers already there.
So it was your deputies that said they saw that?
Right.
Gotcha, because the newspaper doesn't have all those details. We're just trying to flesh that out here. So basically, your deputies and the state police are there trying to get the drugs off the vehicle, and they're busy dragging it away.
Pretty much, the deputies and the state police were there to make sure that the Border Patrol were not assaulted while they were in the process of retrieving the marijuana. The Border Patrol was pretty well responsible for the retrieval.
Well, that really is a standoff then. Literally, you guys are there, the state police and the sheriff deputies are there with their guns. Meanwhile, Mexican paramilitary forces, whatever they are, clearly Mexican troops, folks, whether on or off duty, and they're there just dragging away. Were the deputies still, or not deputies, were the Border Patrol still there unloading the drugs while they're busy dragging it away, or did they jump off at the point they started dragging it away?
Well, at the point that the truck started to be drug out, well, the Border Patrol vacated the truck.
So there's Border Patrol jumping off of the dump truck as they begin to drag it away.
That was my understanding. I'm not going to swear to that, but that's the way I understood that it occurred.
Talking to your deputies, were they... the police will draw down on you if they think anything suspicious. So I would imagine, were your deputies aiming their firearms at the armed men?
There were weapons pointed in both directions, yes.
So this could have gone bad very quickly.
Very much so.
Well, that's... You could make a TV show out of this one incident.
pretty much I think that the whole reason for letting the story out and doing the press release, we've never really done things like this before. We try to handle our own business. But the public needs to be aware of the fact that we do need help from our government in order to finance and hire more people to try to do our job.
Well, that's why we called to get you on, because we try to tell people about this stuff. I mean, obviously, I'm here in Texas, so I read about it more than, say, somebody in Kansas City or up in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And most people just find it hard to believe this is going on. You say you haven't talked a lot about this in the past. Can you fill us in on some of the other instances that have taken place?
Well, in past years, I think in 2002 and in 2003, there was also a couple more incidents down there. In one case, there was a Border Patrol agent that was shot in the leg while they were trying to get in on another load of dope, a smuggling load. And there's been another case where Border Patrol agents were ran at with a vehicle and there were shots fired. We had another incident. I don't know if you know what a quinceanera is, but it's like a birthday party, 15th birthday party celebration for a young lady that the Mexicans celebrate and call it a quinceanera. We had an incident where a car lift, it came through on a road right next to where one of these parties was going. There's a lot of small children in the area. And proceeded south back toward the river, and there were shots fired and exchanged on that incident. There's been several through the years, but again, it doesn't occur every day. But nonetheless, it's kind of something that we look for and expect out in this area.
But even in your little sparsely populated area, you've had Border Patrol shot. You've had other people shot at on a routine basis. I mean, this is just out of control. Now I'm not an expert in all of this, but if we put National Guard on the border, and the next time these armed troops start shooting, if we kill a whole bunch of them, I think they're probably going to stop doing what they're doing.
Well, I understand what you're saying there, and I'm not going to say I disagree with you, but I think a lot of the responsibility is going to have to lie with the Mexican government taking control on their side of the border, because we've got a line there that we can't cross. We can deal with what we find on our side of the line, but it's hard to deal with the people on the other side of that border.
Well, plus, just dealing with the normal... fights going on at somebody's house or or somebody steals a car. I mean, I'd imagine you guys are pretty busy having to deal with just the regular stuff and then having this Wild West border.
Well, you know, it's not all Wild West, you know, for the biggest part of it, and this sounds, I guess, kind of silly under the circumstances because you're talking about definite felony offenses and people, running narcotics. But for the most part, it's always been catch me if you can. And the people out in this area, very few of them ever actually carried guns. But you've got this small element that has changed the whole scope of things. And they choose to endanger property and life. And that's the part that we need to help on. And
It turns into a Nuevo Laredo, where now Laredo, everything's shut down. Nobody goes there for tourism anymore. The city on our side's dying. We've had newscasts locally about that. It's getting bad.
All right. Well, there never has been a whole lot of tourism right where I'm at, but the incidents have begun to increase. Things that are happening now, it's not like it was in years past, and we need to take control of it before it gets worse.
So you think things are starting to get out of control?
Well, not yet, but it's headed that way, and I don't want to see it get out of control.
All right. Well, Chief Deputy, thank you so much for spending time with us, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, folks, there they go. We'll be right back, and we'll get into some other news. We have another guest coming up as well as we talk about the anniversary of the Kennedy assassination coming up tomorrow.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
talk to the chief deputy, who you can tell was a good old boy, a nice fella. And they don't want to panic people. I mean, they've still got the Nuevo Laredo Mexican side and the Laredo, Texas side on the news telling us, come down, come down, it's wonderful. But then you talk to the locals, I'm moving, I'm getting out of here. Everything's shutting down. Hotels are shutting down. I mean, we're talking 800 dead in just the Texas-Mexico border area. And it's about even on each side. I mean, 2,000 troops in Iraq. It's really about 8,000, but that's the official number, 2,000. We're talking about massive numbers here. Just in their rural little mountainous nobody area. I've been down in that county. They have had Border Patrol shot in the leg. Every week or two, I see a story where they shoot up a Border Patrol vehicle, shoot at Border Patrol on horseback, shoot Border Patrol, kill sheriff's deputies, and it's a minor footnote. So I'm glad that this particular sheriff down in that particular county has gone public, is doing what he's doing. And this is a military attack. This is a military invasion. That's what this is. When they come in, aim their guns at the police. I mean, if you go out and you walk up to police and you aim guns at them and you tell them what to do, that'd be all over the news. It'd be the Antichrist has risen. He has appeared. He is attacking. But it happens on our South Texas border, and it's kept quiet. So I'm glad. We wouldn't know about this if they wouldn't have told us about it. But it's a drop in the bucket. The only reason we're talking about this particular case is because they did speak. Can you imagine if the Mexican troops are aiming guns at them, and they're there with the state police, and they're there with the sheriff's deputies and the Border Patrol, and they're unloading marijuana as they drive away with it? Personally, I wouldn't risk my life going after that marijuana. I mean, you know, I think we should decriminalize because the government ships in the heroin and the cocaine to drive up the prices. That is a criminal element within the government does. And the bigger the drug war gets, the more drugs we have on our streets because it adds the element of money to it. And it gets a lot of people killed, including cops. Police should be dealing with child kidnappers. They should be dealing with murderers. They should be dealing with rapists. They should be dealing with embezzlers. They should be dealing... No, but you can't get a cop out to your house, and it's happened to me twice, when your car gets stolen. You can't get them. It's happened to me in Dallas and Austin. You can't get them to come out when your motor transportation's stolen. But, they'll sure come out looking for a marijuana cigarette. The priorities are all screwed up, ladies and gentlemen. You want police running around giving everybody tickets? Or do you want police out going after real crime that endangers us all? And 20, 30 years ago, that's what police did. But they've shifted it now to this micromanaging our lives. We're going to start the second hour, and I'm going to go to a couple of your calls, Joe and Emmett. We've been holding the longest, and then we've got a doctor coming on, a professor, assassination science, to talk about the Kennedy assassination. It's the, 43rd anniversary. Minneapolis, Minnesota. We've been having some connection issues, so we'll be right back with all the news and your calls and a great guest. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.